We are learning Maseches Tainis Daf Chafei Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the bottom, more to the end of a line. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulayni Shaminu Lahach Anani, he heard these clouds, the Ka'amari, that were saying, Nesu V'nesu V'mayav Amun Mayav. Let's drop water on Amun Mayav. Amul Afanav, that's like present day Jordan. Amul Afanav Barin Shloilam, Kishinasata Tayr La'amecha La'amcha Yishol, Chazat Al-Kal Umas Oilam, you went around to all the Umas Oilam, like Kibla, Kibluah, they were Makabal the Tayr. You're giving them rain? Bring it here. And Taka came here. The rain was good tefillah. The rain came here. Tzadik will sprout like a tamar, like a palm tree. It'll grow like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Why is like a cedar tree? Why is it a palm tree? What is it, a palm tree or a cedar tree? So tomorrow like this. You would say, just like a tamar, which is a palm tree, ain gizay machlif, it doesn't regenerate itself. If you cut it down, and it doesn't grow back. So maybe chashav ain gizay machlif, maybe it doesn't grow back, which Rashi learns over here means he's not betchiyah semesim. The Rashbam Babasa learns means he doesn't leave over a child like him. So you would think maybe just like a tamar is not gizay machlif. Tzadik goes to not gizay machlif. Because erez is gizay machlif. It regrows itself, regenerates. And ilu nema erez, lo nema tamar. But it's not a cedar tree, not a palm tree. Ma erez ain oisei peris. Because cedar tree doesn't give off peris, doesn't give off fruits. Av tzadik chasham ain oisei peris. Kach nema tamar. That's why it says tamar, which is a palm tree, gives off dates. And so also a tzadik has schar la osad lovi. That's his peris. That's the Rashi learns. That's the peris. So therefore, it says both. Kach nema tama v'nema eres. Break the Gemara that eres gives in maklif. Does eres regenerate itself? We actually had the Gemara before with Bilam, karozim alimayim. That the difference in Bilam and the achia shaloini, which says you're like a kana, and said the Gemara before eres does not regenerate. The Gemara said before. Gemara daf chafam and alaf on the bottom says the eres regenerate, and here the first price also. V'atanya looked in a price. Lekech ilam mechaveri. If you buy a tree from your friend. You just want to buy basically the branches of the tree. So you have to cut it in a way that can still regenerate itself. Lokutz, makbiu min akarka tefach. You cut it off the ground, the tefach, and this way it'll grow back. V'koitzitz besad v'koitzitz. That's by a regular tree. V'sadana shikma, in a tree called a sycamore tree, sadana shikma, shnei tvachim, two tvachim. V'psul is a shikma, a sycamore tree was never cut down before. Sadana shikma was cut down before. This is a psula shikma was never cut down before. Shloisha tvachim, you should leave over 3 tvachim off the ground and then cut it. But konim u'kvanim, by reeds and by vines, grape vines, menapakak v'lamayla, from the knot on the vine and above. But the kolim v'arozim, choy v'lamata, by palm trees and cedar trees, choy v'lamata, you could dig out the whole thing of masharish. Why? Fish ain't gizamach, it doesn't grow back anyway. So here we just finished saying that Erez does grow back, and here first the Brice does not grow back. And we said the Gemara Daf Chaf says also Erez does not grow back. And the Gemara, like the Gemara we know from Masechta Shana, there are 10 type of arazim. Up my skin of Bashar mina arazim, by other type of arazim. Kedir Rabu Bachuna, Domer Rabu Bachuna, Asara mina arazim, Shinema, like it says in the pasuk, Etein b'midba Erez Shita v'Hadas v'Eit Shemen, and says also Beroish Tidar v'Sasher is boxwood and bowls, balsam, and all different type of trees, they're also called the eres. Talk about the other type of trees, not the cedar tree. Cedar tree type doesn't grow back. But the other type of eres, and that's what we're referring to when it says, Sadik Tav Yifrach, Ke eres Bavan Yiske. So, Moshe, when you say that pasuk, Ke eres Bavan Yiske, you have to chapra, it's the other 9 eres, not the regular eres. That's what comes out from the Gemara, that's tied in the pasuk. So, the Gemara Vaita, Tara Abon, Maisev Rav Eliezer, Shigaza Sholosh Esrei Tainis. We know when it doesn't rain, Eretz Yisrael, you have 13 Tainisim, 3, and then 6, then 7. Altogether, 13. So what happened was, he made the 13 Tanezim, it was ready, Tiferai to Tevis, didn't rain. Al Tzivu L'yoduk Shom, it didn't rain. But Achroina, by the last fast, as they were walking out of Beis Medrash, his Chilu Tzivu Lotz, they started walking out of Beis Medrash, Om Lahem, so he called out to them, by the way, to Kantem Kvarim Latzchem, or do you have, buy burial plots? Because we're going to die, you know, this is not, we're going to no rain. Gol kolam avchia. Everyone started crying. V'yardu g'sham, and the rain came. Taka shari demoyis leninalu. Even though they had all the tefillos taneisim, but shari demoyis leninalu, and they were taka answered because of this. Shum ma'aseh rabbi yezesh yardu ne'atev. V'ama esrim v'arba brachas. He said 24 brachas of a tainis. V'loy nena. It was not answered. Yardu rabbi kiva v'akra v'yemer. V'ama he said avinu ma'kenu in lona melech ata. And Avinu Malkeinu Leman Charachem Aleinu, he said two Avinu Malkeinu. This is one of the Kairos that Avinu Malkeinu is within the Gemara, because he have in the Gemara Avinu Malkeinu. He said these two Avinu Malkeinu, the Yeridu Gesham and started raining. Have him run Rabbanon. The Rabbanon was like looking at Rabbi Eliezer. Look, Rabbi Kiva looks like he's a little bigger than you. You dive in 24 brachas, nothing happened. Rabbi Kiva says, Avinu Malkeinu, it starts raining. Yotza Baskov Amr La, Loim Presh Zay Godom is there. It's not because Rabbi Kiva is bigger than Rabbi Eliezer. Also, Zem Mavar Al Midoysov, is there any Mavar Al Midoysov? Rabbi Kiva is Mavar on his Midas, and Rabbi Eliezer not. So the Kasha, the obvious question is, so he is bigger. He's Mavar Al Midoysov. He's not bigger, he is bigger. So the Teretz says, like Rav Shaul Slanta says, the Teretz says that we know there's two ways of being serving Hashem, Beis Shammai and Hillel. Hillel and Shammai. Hillel was more easygoing, and Shammai was a little tougher. He had to cover the Torah, you have to be a little more tough. So Rav Eliezer, we know, Rav Eliezer Shemuti, Rav Eliezer was Talmud of Beis Shammai, Talmud of Shammai. So therefore, he fears like Beis Shammai, he was not Ma'avim Adosev, not because he wasn't a big tzaddik. He had all control of all his midas, but he held that was the way to do it. Mashenka Rekiva held like Hillel Ma'avim Adosev. Now, there's a Metzias, a Midik Nagamidah, called Merachim Al-Abriyas, Merachim Al-Nashemayim. So therefore, he was the answer faster, because he's Ma'avim Adosev, not because he's bigger, because Midik Nagamidah of his midas. Tana Rabbanan, at Masa Yigusham Yardim at Sibir Paiskim Tanesam, how much rain do you have to get, and that will allow the Tzibur to stop fasting? Now, Rashi already asks that we had a Gemara much earlier on that you're not allowed to stop your fasting even if it rains, because it looks like you make a condition of Tanai with a Karis Baruch Hu. So Rashi says that's not by a Yachid. But by a Tzibur, if you get the rain, you can stop. So I must show you the Tzibur post-Kim Tanai, stop fasting. Kimloi Berach HaMacharisha. When the ditches, the furrows that are made by the plow, when that is filled with water, that's you have enough rain, you can stop fasting. It means the series of fasts. The chamayimrim becharava depends. Becharava, if it's dry land, tefach, then it's enough of a tefach, because it fills up a tefach that much water, and it's dry, we know it's a lot of water. But bebeinis, if it's a little bit moist already, so it goes very quick to get a tefach because it's already moist. So tefachim, you need two tefachim. But avuda, if it's worked through the ground and it's very soft, then shloisha tefachim, you need rain in three tefachim in order to be considered gishmei bracha, and you can stop fasting. Tanya, Rav Shimon Lozo, Eimer, elicha tefach mamayla, every tefach that falls from the sky, she'ein tohim yaitzil across shloisha tefachim, up from the ground comes up three tefachim of, from the time, from the depths, come up three tefachim of water. Right, the Gemara Vatanya Tzvachayim, it says only two tefachim come up from the bottom and one tefach from the top, from the sky. Like Kasha kam b'avuda kam b'shein avuda. And Rashi explains that's two tefachim, that's by avuda. Because that's there, the tefach that falls from the sky is really not as much because the ground is really wet, so only two tefachim come up from the depths. Now, she'inkin by ina avuda, where it's dry, if a tefach is coming from the sky, you get three tefachim from the depths. Amar Rav Elazar, k'mishunanas kimas amayim mechag, when these two nisach amayim on Yom Tov, tohim ayim lechaveroi. So Rashi learns tohim ayim lechaveroi means that the mayim alyonim to the mayim tachtoinim. So the tohim says to his friend, which means the melmayla, the mayim on top, the mayim in the sky, tells its friend, the mayim on the bottom, ava meimecha, bring up your water. Now that the nisach mayim, bring up your water. Kol shnei rei rishmeim, I hear two friends coming, which is the nisach mayim and the nisach yayin. Shenema says in the pasuk, tohoim el tohoim koirei lekol tzimerecha. When the tzinurim, which are the two svalim, the two pails, the two nisach mayim, when they hear it going, the tohoim el tohoim is koirei. Omer Rabba, l'di chaz lihai ridya, I saw the malach hamamuna on geshamim. The malach that's in charge of rain, his name is Ridya. And Domil looks like a calf. Upirsasfase, and his lips are split. The Rasha says it's like looks like he's smiling. Vikaima, and it's, where does it reside? Between the sky and the depths, which Rashi says in the place where the horizon meets the sky. Where the ground hits the rakia, it means like on the horizon. L'taima ilah amar, the Malach says to the skies, amalei chashar meimecha, pour your water. L'taima tata, to the time he says, only avimecha, bring up your water. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says in the pasuk, hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, eis hazamir, higia, v'kaila tar nishma ba'aretzenu. And Rashi explains, types like this, that there, the rain is similar to nitzonim, which is a nates, which means like a blossom, because it only goes from one year to the next. This is a blossom happens once a year. The rain also, the nisach ha-mayim also only happens once a year. So he says, "An nitzonim near baretz." The nitzonim, which means we're seeing the nisach ha-mayim, and the eis hazamer, which means higiyas miras achag. It's coming time to sing the songs of the yontiv. Oz koil ha-tar, tar is lashon of a ox, which is the calf, which is the malach. It's his turn to sing Ba'artzeinu, which means the rain should come. So you see in this pasuk, this whole idea that the Malach gets involved, and it comes from the Nisach HaMayim. Now the Mishnah says, which is the end of the Mishnah, which was the whole parak, the beginning of the third parak, it says, HaYimis'anim V'yarduk Sham K'aydim Neitzach HaMayim, HaZuchalik is the Mishnah. If it started raining on the day of a fast, so the first Ma'an Yama says, if it rained before Neitzach HaMayim, you don't have to fast. But after Neitzach HaMayim, you have to finish the fast. And the other man yama says, no, it's totally in chatzos. And we'll see in our Gemara, a third man yama. So the Gemara, misanim v'yarduk sham k'neitzacham, Tana Rabbanon, hoy misanim v'yardlam k'sham k'neitzacham, lo yashlimu. You don't have to finish the fast. La'acha neitzacham, if it only started raining after neitzacham, which means you started fasting already, yashlimu, you should finish the fast. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, it's totally in k'neitzacham chatzos. K'neitzacham chatzos lo yashlimu, la'acha chatzos yashlimu. And Rashi explains the machlaikis. The machlokes is that once you miss the meal, then you continue fasting. So first Ma'an Yama holds that since the payalim have a meal early in the morning already, so once they miss the morning meal, so then they're fasting already. But the second Ma'an Yama holds, they'll go with the regular people. Regular people don't eat till chatzos, and that's the first suda they're missing. And therefore, until they reach that suda, it's not considered the fasting yet, they still could stop the fast. Those are the first two Ma'an Yama. Rabbi Yossi, we know you have told tes shayas. Once you're fasting past tes shoyes, you should finish the fast. What do you get the 9 hours? You find ba'ach of Melech Yisrael that he heard about a bad basura, that his whole family is going to be killed out, they're going to have a famine also, and he fasted. And he only heard about this in the afternoon. And it still was considered a fast. Why? Because by a melech doesn't eat his main meal until 9 hours into the day. It says he wakes up late, he wakes up after 3 hours, and then he waits 6 hours till he eats. Like we wait till chatzos. His chatzos is 9 hours. And we see it was considered a fast. So this Ma'an Yama holds that's not considered a fast until you hit 9 hours, which is the suda of a melech. Rav Yehuda Nesia, Gozer Tanisa, he was Gozer Tainis. Rav Yehuda Nesia is the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Yardalam Geshamim, and it rained. Lacha Neitzachama. So Sovla Shemuni, he says, maybe we should finish the fast. We started fasting, it's finished. Omalei, Rabbi Ami, Koidim Chatzos V'Achatzos Shinui, Paskin, Koidim Chatzos V'Achatzos. Another Maisa. Shmuel HaKotin Gozer Tanisa, the Yardalam Geshamim Koidim Neitzachama. Shmuel HaKotin, which was the one who was Mesakin V'Elim Lam Alshinim, was a big tzaddik. He was Geizer at Tainus, and it rained before Neitzachama. Kesvur ma'am leimar, shvachos al tzibur. Everyone wanted to say that, wow, this is a gevaldik. We have very choshev at tzibur. Even before Neitzachama, even we thought of fasting, and already it started raining. Amalayim, no, it's not true. Emshachal mashal, l'ma'ad avadim. Let me show you what this is like. Le'evet shabikish pras m'rabbi. Le'evet asked his rebbe, his master, for a present. Or for money. Amalayim, tnu loy. They said, give it to him. Get him out of here. I don't want to hear from him. Give him right away. So Shmuel is saying the same thing. Hashem said, I don't want your tefillahs. Here, just take it. I'm not giving, no, don't daven. So it's not a good thing. Shuv Shmuel akot and gozat hanis, sav yodlam gshamim. A different time, he was going to the tainis, and it rained, la'achas shkiyah sechama, after a full day of fasting and davening. Kesvurim le'me shvachas shol tzibuhu. Now, sure, it'll be good for us. Look, we davened Hashem the whole day. Omer Shmuel, lo yishvach shol tzibuhu. Elam shalach ha'mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Ma'ad avad oima. Le'evet shabikash meshavakash prasim rabba. Ye'evet asked his master for some money. Wait till he's mamish going out of his kelim. He's in the star and being tzar. Then I'll give it to him. Here also, after a whole day of fasting, gave it to him. It's not such a big shvach. He not such a big praise. So they asked him, so what is a good thing? What is a case that's good? Omar mashav ruach mashav zika. Omar negeshem vasa mitra. He says mashav ruach and it gets windy, and mar negeshem and it comes the rain. Because here you have everything. You have the tefillah, but you didn't fast so long, very quick. So you have the relationship without that. Ataka says terem. So you see, it's a mila like that. Here also, it wasn't really a tefillah. It was just a shvach. Mashav ruach maragesh, a shvach, and it came right away. That's the biggest mila. So the last gemara of the parak. It said in the Mishnah, ma'isav agazu tayas balud. And what happened was, it started raining. And it was a four chatzos. And Rav Tarfon told them, that's what you're passing with this, Rav Tarfon's ma'isav rav, says, go out and eat and make a yontiv. And they went out and they ate and they made a yontiv. And they came in the evening to the shul to say halal hagadol, which is not the regular halal, it's the halal of Hoydlo Hashem Kitoy Kilom Chasta, where it says in that halal, Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar, Hashem gives food to everyone. So to Gemara, the name of halal Mikara, right when the rain came, say right then halal hagadol, why have to wait till after you eat? So Abaye V'Rava, Darmatavah V'Shein, Oim Halal El Al Nefesh Seveya V'Keres Mleya. This halal, not the halal of, that we say on Rosh Chodesh, this halal of Hoyosham Ketoyib, you only say when you're full. Because it says, Nois Lechem Chol Basar, so it only passes to say when you're full. V'Keres Mleya. Frank Demar, any, but Rapapa Ikla Ben Knish to the Abi Gubar, Rapapa once went to the shul of Abi Gubar, V'Gaza Tainis, and the Gaza Tainis because no rain, V'Yard the Gosham it rained, Ad Chatzayis Ayyam, before Chatzayis. But Amar Halal, they said halal v'achas v'chav shalos. They don't want to eat. So why aren't they eat first? You're not supposed to say halal on an empty stomach. And for the Gemara, Shani ibn Mechuzah, the Shachri Shichri Meshuchas, they knew how to drink. And they were worried if they drink, they're not going to say halal anymore. They get so drunk, they're not going to say halal anymore. Therefore, by them, we said halal first. Zok Toysvis, that therefore, you should only say halal before, you shouldn't say halal before you eat and drink, only afterwards. So he says, why by Pesukah de Zimra do we say it? We say them Pesukah Zimra on Shabbos, even before we eat. Zok Taisus is the words. Dafka Pesukah Zimra koydem atvila, v'shas tvila in oimim elav of nefesh shaveh v'keres malaya. So what's the pshat? Zok the Yavitz, unbelievable thing. The Yavitz says, why do we say it by Pesukah Zimra? He says, because why are you hungry? He says, by Pesukah Zimra you're not hungry. He says, l'fisha nefesh shaveh v'semecha v'shabbos, sh'yesh l'odom nefesh yusera, gam, and also gam Pesukah Zimra sam chilev. Two reasons. Shabbos is we have a nefesh, we have a shom yisera, we're not so hungry. And also, psuki the zimra itself is misameach, therefore it's not a problem. Hadr and aloch, say the tainis elu b'li nerda, for those that finished it.